04 HKX Mobile.
I see you're in the truck.
My wife had to run some errands, so it gives me a good excuse.
To Echo Link Drive, I don't care how you do it.
Not easy, because that little... Just the whole... The way a push-to-talk works just makes it extremely difficult.
The push-to-talk radios would work it better. Or, phones. You know how, like, I think it was Sprint used to have them.
Possible, but, I mean, there's a setting on there to capture the PTT. Maybe it would work, you know, since there's a hardware button for it, but I really don't know. And I don't know that I want to spend that kind of money to find out.
I was just curious.
Sure. It'd be nice to know, but, yeah, I'm not sure at all, so... Patrick, I'm pulling in the gas station real quick. I'm going to run in and come right back out. I'm going to play 7-3 for a second. KO4CEF, and I'll be cool.
Roger that. I'll be on my way.
KN4TFW.
KO4HKX.
Good morning. How are we doing on this fine hump day? Kind of windy down here.
Yeah, it's a little windy up here and cooling off.
Colder down here, so we're only going for like 63 today and that, but looks like you're supposed to get covered up in rain on Friday.
Probably so.
3 inches up there by you.
And from that hurricane?
Yeah, roger that.
Mountains can be a blessing or a curse. They can stop weather from coming in, but if it gets in here, it keeps it in here.
When you live that close, it's always iffy.
Cool back off this weekend, too.
It's supposed to be, what, highs about in the 50s, isn't it?
I'm thinking it's in the 40s up here, but it's maybe the 50s down there.
Keep plants back in.
Must be down below freezing up here, up and on.
To get cold, stay cold, or... You know, make up its mind. It's hot, cold, hot, cold. It's ridiculous.
I've just got to the point where I don't worry much about the weather. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Just deal with it when I see it and go on.
Good morning, guys.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Eric. Sorry I was a little bit quick on the button there and that not leaving no space for you.
And I was just finishing up a little snack here on the way into the office, and figured I'd finish that before I jumped in. Still a little chilly this morning, but I guess it's, our Indian summer's over.
Sturgeon's saying it's 37 up here where I'm at.
Under the car on I-85. But...
Yeah, 50 here in Greer. Welcome back. How much did you get you for? You were too quick, so you're probably not driving a truck.
At a convenience store real quick. I didn't buy fuel yet. I'd have to take out a loan for that.
Bought any gas since I got this car.
Because even if you save gas, as long as diesel goes up, everything else follows.
And you hadn't bought any electricity for it either, right?
My APRS beacon went off and silenced you.
Any gas, but you haven't bought any electricity. Aren't all the charges you use free?
Yeah, I have charged a little bit at home, just to top off a few miles here and there, but yeah, my truck has been sitting in the driveway since I got this car. I haven't really driven it anywhere, so don't want to put diesel in that thing, that's for sure.
Take it off while it's still low.
30 gallons in it right now, so that's probably fine.
I read some video on it yesterday, and the guy, it made a lot of sense what he was talking about, like the 25 days. Is, you know, he was like, we're not going to run out in 25 days. He said, that's just basically if we stop producing, you know, like something catastrophic happened, that's when we would run out, but... He said there would be certain markets and things that run out from time to time, and obviously that's going to cost transportation and agriculture is going to go up. At the end of the day, it all comes back and hits us in the wallet.
The biggest problem is that we get a lot of diesel from Europe because we don't have enough refineries to make all the diesel we need. And, of course, Europe is saving their stuff for home heating, and they're coming energy crisis this winter, so, you know, we're not able to get as much as we need.
Pretty accurate, and he was saying there are no plans to build or bring any new refineries online. The ones that we have are in.
You're just saying, why should I expand and increase capacity when you want to do away with me?
No opportunity or good possibility they won't be able to make their money back.
Back in the 80s, all the business schools started teaching that expanding was bad because it cost money. And, you know, if you have a downturn in the economy or something, then you've got idle capacity. And then for some reason, that became the worst thing that could possibly ever happen. So ever since then, companies are very loath to expand manufacturing capacity because what if it sits idle, right? So that was the latest thing back in the 80s with all this Six Sigma junk that came up. And, you know, that kind of ruined everything.
I'm still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Video, I thought you might find an interest because they're talking about diesel.
When you sent me last night, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It's a lengthy video. I mean, it's like the dude's giving a presentation on it, but I actually watched the whole thing, and it was, they had a lot of good information.
Do it on the way down the mountain.
Imminent, we're going to get some of Tropical Storm Nicole.
One thing we're talking about is supposed to bring rain up here.
Tropical storms, and out west, they're getting snow.
A touchy subject, but I haven't looked at any news yet. Anybody know how the elections went yesterday?
Not. I know the sheriff that won up here in the county, and that's it.
And we're too close to call right now.
A story than what I was looking at before I went to bed last night, that's for sure.
The Walker race in Georgia looks like it's going to have to go to a runoff, and Arizona is still too close. Looks like Pennsylvania voted for the guy that couldn't string along a couple of sentences and had a stroke. And that, so if they close down all the coal plants up there, I won't feel bad for them.
I couldn't believe old Fetterman or whatever his name is got elected.
Yeah, them 200,000 illegal ballots that they mailed out accidentally.
I'd like to make the jump. I'm in the black hole scale 4HKX.
4CF clear.
K and 4TFW QSY.